The WHO just announced that teenagers and children probably don't need the COVID vaccine. However, the CDC just added it to their required childhood schedule. So I can sum that schism up in three words: return on investment. And what we're really dealing with here is a perfect illustration of regulatory capture. Government agencies are paid by and become sock puppets for the very industry they are charged with regulating.
Agency capture is a well-documented phenomenon by which regulatory agencies become the essentially subsidiaries or the functionaries of the industries that they're supposed to regulate. It occurs through a number of dynamics. One is revolving doors. So the people who work in those agencies, usually after they hit retirement age and their pensions vest, can go and make a lot of money by working for the regulated industry. And a lot of times during their last couple of years, when they're exercising the maximum amount of power as the branch or division heads of those agencies, they begin doing favors for the industry as a kind of as a prepayment for a hiring bonus that they're going to get later on. And that is one of the many phenomena and dynamics by which agency capture occurs. The other is that the industries make sure that they control the relevant committees in Congress, the committees that actually fund those agencies. And so they put huge and enormous investments in cultivating the chairs of those committees. And those committees control the budget, and that chairman or chairwoman will then look out for the interests of the industry as they devise and allocate the budgets every year.